the best of the year. It's a cool morning, 59 degrees. Oh, yes, the harbinger of things to come. Dear Lord, please, please don't bring winter too soon. Give us a little time to acclimate ourselves, to thicken our blood, to properly clothe our torsos, to better endure the brutality of autumn. Especially enable us to get some sleep. Jeez, let us get some sleep. It's been tough sleeping around the Grease Palace lately. I just don't know what in the blue blazes is going on here. Last night, for example, I'm taking care of the last minute odds and ends, turning off the TV, sweeping up the debris from the TV trays, you know, doing the odds and ends. The loop-de-loo was already under the covers, and, well, I was just about ready to go upstairs myself when the doorbell rang. You know, I'm thinking, geez, who could that be? You know, it was 10:45. I'm thinking, my God, I got to get to bed. All right, all right, all right, all right. You can imagine my shock and horror when I opened the door. There was one of those street people, one of those bag men standing there, and he said to me,
"Hello. My name John Derrick."
Oh, my God, you're disgusting. What are you doing here? How did you ever find your way to the Vauxhall Road area? Oh, I can't believe you're in this neighborhood, sir.
It's cold tonight. And I'm looking for a place to sleep. Can I spend the night?
Oh, unsavory. Well, maybe if I come to think of it, yes, I got somebody I'd love for you to meet. Come in, Mr. Merrick. Here, let me close that cold night air behind you. Yes. How would you like to sleep in my bed?
Ooh, yes.
Well, come on upstairs here. Yeah, let me take you to the master bedroom here, the old master boudoirini. Yeah. See that little lump under the covers there? That's the Latin loop-de-loo. I see she's already drifted off into Never-Never Land. Yeah, climb in the bed here, buddy, and I'd like you to relax. Nice soft mattress you got here, huh?
Yes.
Yeah, very nice.
What's that?
Oh, that's a friend of mine. It's a guy, a roommate, lives underneath the bed. Mr. Merrick, I'd like you to meet Mr. Toe.
Nice of you.
Nice to meet you too, Mr. Merrick. What are you doing up there, Grease Manelli? You having a menage a trois? What, are you getting perverted on me or something?
No, we're not getting perverted. Mr. Merrick was passing by, and he needed a place to stay, so I let him stay at our posturepedic. After all, it is a full-size bed.
What's the matter with him? Sounds like he's got a cold or something.
You got a cold there, Mr. Merrick, or what?
No. It's just the way I am.
I see. Well, what do you think, Grease? Do I dare feast upon his appendages?
Well, that's why I brought him by. I knew you were bugging me, and there's no way you're going to get any of mine or any of the loop-de-loos, but I thought this street person here is a guy, a bag guy. Got a couple of shopping bags full of junk, you know the type.
Yes, I find them very tasty. The toes have so much moss between them. The toes so seasoned in their sweaty, stinking shoes. I find them quite the delectable treat. It's almost like anchovies.
Yeah, I thought you'd probably like them. That's why I invited him by. Mr. Merrick there, I know it's a little cramped. What with you, me, and a loop-de-loo here in the same bed? Maybe you'd like to stretch out and hang one of your legs over the side of the bed to get a little room. You look like a, you know, kind of a full-size kind of guy there. What do you think?
Wait a minute. Hey, Grease Manelli. Very funny. This guy doesn't have any toes. What am I supposed to do, suck his stump?